Welcome. You're listening to Pediatric Insights, Advances and Innovations with Children's Health. I'm Caitlin White. And today we are talking about treating complex colorectal and pelvic defects. We'll talk about how experts from multiple disciplines come together at Children's Health to form the Colorectal and Pelvic Center. Some of those experts include Dr. Eric Hansen, Service Chief for General Surgery at Children's Health and Surgical Director of the Colorectal and Pelvic Center here at Children's Health, and an Associate Professor of Surgery at UT Southwestern. Also joining us is Dr. Rena Sangvi, Director of the Neurogastroenterology and GI Motility Program and Co-Director of the Functional and Abdominal Pain Program at Children's Health. She is also an Associate Professor at UT Southwestern. So first, let's talk about the Colorectal and Pelvic Center at Children's Health. Dr. Hansen, how did it come together?
So the Colorectal and Pelvic Center at Children's Health came together through work with the various specialties that are involved in kids with pelvic and especially surgical pelvic and anorectal problems. It involves different specialties, including pediatric gastroenterology, pediatric surgery, pediatric urology, pediatric gynecology, psychology, and other service providers that wanted to have a way to offer patients and their families a multidisciplinary, coordinated method of getting their care that many patients had been getting through independent physician or provider visits.
And what did it take to create this?
It took initially various specialties and individual people to come together and formulate a way to make it work, to find the time, the physical space, the technical aspects of being able to provide that care, be it from supplies to computer type support. And it took working with hospital leadership, who was very supportive, as well as the leaders of the various specialties who were also supportive, to really devote the time and the personnel to be able to do that. And it meant talking to people from other similar programs or across the country and coming up with something that would work for us here in Dallas at Children's Health.
Dr. Sangvi, how did you identify the need for the center?
The need for the center was something Dr. Baker and I had been talking about for years. And I think the big key missing ingredient was a fantastic surgeon who had expertise and interest in this area. We've had several patients who are born with anorectal malformations and need the services of a urologist, a pediatric surgeon, as well as a pediatric gastroenterologist. And for me personally, we see a lot of patients where it's not simply managing the medical aspect of their care, but understanding what surgeries have been done in the past and what surgeries are planned for the future, which plays a role in how I'm going to think about their medical management, as well as how the medical management, but also the potential surgical management, is going to affect the overall quality of life of the child and the overall mood and psychology of the child. So it really was a need that had been brewing for a long time, and it was Dr. Hansen's arrival and leadership that helped put this dream to a reality.
And back to you, Dr. Hansen, which different programs came together to create this multidisciplinary approach to treating the most complex colorectal and pelvic conditions?
There are three core specialties that really touch on the care of patients with complex colorectal and pelvic problems. And those are primarily pediatric general surgery, pediatric gastroenterology, and pediatric urology. There are other support roles, and there are kids that have other conditions that are associated with these primary colorectal and pelvic problems. And they at times need input from other specialties like gynecology, pediatric gynecology, especially as the girls get older and move into adolescence. Some of these kids have neurosurgical related issues because of the way that their lower spine is developed or underdeveloped. They have at times cardiac problems and being able to loop in pediatric cardiologists. Also, many of the kids and their families, because they have a condition that they've been born with that oftentimes affects them their entire life, there are psychosocial aspects to providing optimal care for these kids that is best handled by an expert who has psychology and psychological training and is able to help assess and really address some of the challenges that some of these kids and their families have.
And why is it so important to offer this program to patients?
I think it's important to offer a program like this because what we find is that having people in the same room, so to speak, that's figurative, but in this case, it's actually literal, that we're together assessing patients, we're talking real time about the issues, about our assessments, about planning, because the planning and the decision-making isn't independent. It's oftentimes integrated and needs to be integrated because each decision about how one specialty may need to treat something affects the other one. But also at times, if you're talking about procedures or you're talking about operations that need to be coordinated, they need to be coordinated in conjunction. And giving families that ability to talk with the various providers at one time, we found to be helpful, but we've also found it to be a little bit more productive just from our standpoint as providers, so that, you know, we're not having to have these conversations scattered over the phone or maybe sometimes actually in catching each other outside the operating room for the surgeons or other places, because we have a programmatic approach that allows us in a structured way to assess, evaluate, and make management plans for these patients and their families.
So Dr. Sanvi, when should physicians refer patients to this program?
Physicians should refer patients to this program when they have a patient who has a complex anorectal malformation requiring the continued services of all three main specialties, which is pediatric surgery, pediatric gastroenterology, and pediatric urology. I particularly find it very beneficial to refer patients when they're going to need complex surgical decisions, which are going to affect long-term anatomy, long-term quality of care of these patients, or if the family needs to have frequent follow-up with all three or two of the three specialties, then I do think that it serves as a one-stop shop so the family is not making multiple appointments. Now, once the surgical plan has been done, created, implemented, and the patient is on what I call cruise control, doing well, then I leave the decision up to the physician and the family whether they need to continue to follow in the colorectal center. And a good rule of thumb that I always keep at the back of my mind is if I would need to pick up the phone and call more than two of these specialties to coordinate care for this patient, that patient deserves a chance to be seen in the colorectal clinic.
And Dr. Sanvi, tell us a bit about what role each of you play.
I think that's a great question, Caitlin. And I think of each one of us as pieces of a jigsaw puzzle that are all fitting together at the end to form a beautiful picture, which is this life of the child. Dr. Hansen will create a roadmap of what has happened so far in the patient's surgical history and what does the anatomy of the GI tract and the genitourinary tract look at this point in time. Dr. Baker and Dr. Hansen usually make a surgical plan if needed in the future as to what is the best way to use the available anatomy to give this child the best quality of life. My job as the pediatric gastroenterologist is to assess how I can have this child have social continence, which is make sure that they are not continually leaking stool during their hours when they're social, either at school or with their friends. Dr. Baker also plays a role in that, along with Dr. Hansen, because how they manage the anatomy plays a big role in this. We do have social workers that will help families who are not able to afford some therapies that are out there that could benefit the child. Our psychologist plays a big role in assessing where the child is in their readiness to move forward with the next step of the surgery. And we think this is important because even the best laid plans, we want to make sure that we continue to keep the child and the wishes and interests of the family and the child at the center of everything that we do. And then we have phenomenal coordinators, both nurse coordinators and a nurse practitioner. The nurse practitioner, Sharon, Michelle is our nurse, and they do a great job of gathering information that has accumulated in the patient's medical care over all of these years. And then at the back end, after the clinic visit is done, after all the specialties have spoken to each other, giving a comprehensive plan to the family, providing that comprehensive plan to the primary referring physician and the primary care physician for the patient, but also being the point of contact for this family, which I think is incredibly important because the mom is now not having to figure out, do I have to call 30 different clinics to coordinate care? It's one person who does it for them.
And wrapping up, is there anything else you would like to share?
You know, I think that this is a unique program to North Texas. I think we have in the past few months, and I'm going to have Dr. Hansen comment as well, but in the past few months that we've opened the program, we've already identified the need to expand the program because we have so much demand. And I think what that tells us is that we have identified a need that is certainly serving our patients to the best of their abilities. And the last thought I wanted to give out was if there's any physician who's not sure, should I refer this patient to the center or not, you could always call and speak with our nurse coordinator or with Dr. Hansen, myself, or Dr. Baker, and we're happy to talk with you and discuss whether this patient would benefit from the colorectal pelvic center services. But Dr. Hansen, I would love to hear your thoughts on this question too.
I agree. We're actively seeking out some more clinic time and some more clinic space just to be able to accommodate families, which is great. And we're happy for that. And as Dr. Sangri mentioned, our program manager, our nurse practitioner are great resources for our families. They're great resources for referring physicians, but also I'm available. Dr. Sangri's available. Dr. Baker's available to talk about these families and talk about these patients should other physicians have questions or just want to know, hey, is this the right place for them? We want to work with primary care physicians and the physicians who have these ongoing relationships with their patients and families to support them in the best way that we can.
Well, thank you so much, doctors, for joining us today and telling us a bit about this center. And as always, thank you for listening to Pediatric Insights. You can find more information at children's.com. I'm your host, Caitlin White. Stay well.